Chapter 1. It was early summer on Prince Edward Island in Canada. The sun shone down onto green fields, shady woods, and the waves that gently lapped the shore. In the small town of Avonlea, Mrs. Rachel Lynde was doing as many of her chores as she could while sitting by the front window of her house. Mrs. Lynde was a slightly older lady. Her children had all grown up and left home, so Mrs. Lynde and her husband, Thomas, found their lives rather quiet these days. That's why Mrs. Lynde took an interest in everybody around her. It was often said in Avonlea that it was impossible to sneeze without Mrs. Lynde knowing about it. The key to Mrs. Lynde's uncanny knowledge was the fact that the road that passed the Lynde house was the only way in and out of Avonlea. So Mrs. Lynde always knew who was out and about, and she could usually guess where they were going and why. That afternoon, Mrs. Lynde had a large knitting project that needed finishing, and had set herself up by the window for an enjoyable hour of people watching. She hadn't been sitting there long when she saw something that made her gasp and drop her knitting needles. She jumped up and peered out of the window to see who was going by, her nose and hands smudging the glass. "Is that Matthew Cuthbert?" Mrs. Lynde exclaimed to herself. Her eyes had not deceived her. It was indeed Matthew Cuthbert, with his distinctive dark silver hair down to his shoulders, driving his sorrel mare out of Avonlea. Matthew Cuthbert was the shyest man in the whole of Avonlea. He had reached middle age without ever marrying or leaving home. In fact, he had never had a sweetheart, or even a good friend. He was a very pleasant, gentle, and kind man. He just preferred to be alone, or with the animals on his farm at Green Gables, where he lived with his sister, Marilla. If it had been any other man of Avonlea driving away down the road that summer's day, Mrs. Lynde wouldn't have been surprised, and she would probably have been able to guess where they were going. But to see Matthew Cuthbert going anywhere other than the seed store had floored her. "And he's wearing his Sunday best," she squawked to herself as she squinted out of the window once more. "Thomas! Thomas!" Rachel called to her husband. "Come and look at this!" Thomas Lynde was taking off his boots after a long day working on the farm. He hurriedly kicked them off and went in to see what his wife wanted. "Just look at Matthew Cuthbert driving away down the road," said Mrs. Lynde, eagerly pointing out of the window. Thomas Lynde peered through the window. "Oh, yes," he said mildly. "Now, where could he be going wearing his suit?" Mrs. Lynde demanded. "He's not going fast enough to fetch the doctor."
"True," Thomas agreed.
"And he wouldn't get all dressed up to go to the seed store, would he?" Mrs. Lynde continued.
"Probably not," Thomas concurred.
"And Matthew Cuthbert has never courted anyone in his entire life," Mrs. Lynde said, scoffing at the very thought.
"No,"
Thomas replied.
"Well, there is nothing for it," said Mrs. Lynde. "I will have to go to Green Gables and ask that sister of his what on earth is going on."
"Good idea, my love," Thomas said, nodding. With that, Rachel Lynde abandoned her knitting and hurried away to Green Gables. Green Gables was only a quarter of a mile away from the Lynde's home, but it was down a narrow, rutted lane, with steep green banks lined with rose bushes. It was so far back from the main road that it could hardly be seen. Mrs. Lynde couldn't imagine herself living so far away from the hustle and bustle of Avonlea life. "Trees aren't much company," she thought to herself, "although there are enough of them here. No wonder Matthew and Marilla are a little odd.